Welcome to Vital Voices. I'm your host, Alexis Burrows, and today we're continuing our conversation on health and fitness with an incredible guest who played a pivotal role in Angelo Munning's transformation. Jaanka Coakley-Pratt, the owner of Janergy Nation Personal Training Studio, is here to share her insights on fitness, goal setting, and how to maintain discipline when starting a new exercise regime. From guiding Angelo through his remarkable journey to empowering her community through free fitness programs, Jan's wisdom is both practical and inspiring. Whether you're just starting out or looking to push through a plateau, this episode is packed with tips to keep you moving forward. So grab your headphones and let's dive in. We are excited at Vital Voices to announce that as we all embrace New Year, New Me, we have partnered with Janergy Nation for a special giveaway of 1 month of free gym membership. To enter, like or follow Vital Voices Podcast on Facebook. Everyone who likes or follows our page will be automatically entered into the raffle to win. Our winner will be announced on Monday, January 20th, 2025. So be sure to like and follow us on Facebook for your chance to win. So welcome back to the show, Jan. We're happy to have you on.
Thank you so much.
So let's take a step back. I like to start at the beginning with people, especially for a first-time guest. So can you share a little bit about your journey? What inspires you to create Janergy? How did you get into this space?
Well, my story is actually similar to Angelo. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that overweight. However, I was always into the gym, mm-hmm. always into looking good. Probably 2019, 2020, I've always had this thing. Ooh, I want to look good. That was always a thing for me. Mm-hmm. Years later, I got pregnant. The weight just flew on. Mm-hmm. Plus, I had high cholesterol mm-hmm. and high blood pressure. I couldn't shake it. So the doctor told me, if you want someone to watch your kids, mm-hmm. to take care of your kids, continue down the same road that you're on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to raise my kids because these people are wild. Mm-hmm. And I just went to work one day, took some pictures with some random customer because they want something. Mm-hmm. And I saw a picture and I was like, that ain't me. I was like, that's not me. So I went home that day and I looked in the mirror and I was like, that's not me. I don't know who that person is because I was 225 pounds. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, I just had a baby a few months mm-hmm. back. So I wasn't thinking, hey, this baby weight. I was just saying, this is not me. I don't know who the person is. They're going to need to come up out of me because this is not this is not me. So I made a decision that was back in 2016. I said that when 2017 rolled in, I'm going to start my fitness journey and I'm going to stick with it. Now, 2017 rolled in, the first Monday, I was on the tracks walking. I did that for about 3 months. And I was like, just a little change. But I think I need to fix my nutrition. I already knew what the problem was. Mm-hmm. And I walk up to my coach, who would have been my coach, who became my coach. And he was like, oh, I'm a Herbalife distributor. And he was welcoming me, talking to me about the shakes mm-hmm. and the teas. And I was like, okay, that's not for me, but I could do the workout. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 month ahead, I joined his club, drank the shake, drank the tea, and I was like, okay, I could do this. I could do this. This is nice. I could do this. It tastes good and everything. Okay. 3 months into that, I joined a challenge, a weight loss challenge. The weight started to come off and I won that challenge. Then after that, I got into another challenge. So I sort of got obsessed with the challenges and I was like, okay, I could win money, lose weight, look good, feel good. Okay. Never knew that it was the beginning of something great. Mm-hmm. Now the tea, they call it energy. Mm-hmm. So I was so enthused with the tea because of the energy that it gave me. Because I was saying, oh, if I could get some energy. The energy that I got from the tea, I got obsessed. So morning, noon, and night, I used to be drinking tea. So they called me Janergy. That's hence the name Janergy, mm-hmm. right? There was like, you're full of energy. Everywhere you go, you're full of energy. So after that, I lost the weight that I wanted. Before then, my coach said, what's your goal? And I said, 150. He said, okay, if I get you down here to 150, what are you going to do? I was like, okay. I mean, what else am I to do if I reach my goal? He said, you have to maintain the goal. I said, yeah, I could do that. He's like, also, do you have like a goal on how you want your body to look? And I was like, no, not really. He showed it to me. He showed me something, and I was like, I probably could rock that. Oh, sorry. I could probably rock that. So after that, November, December, coming down to November, December, boom, I hit my goal, the 150. Following year, I was like, okay, John, what are you going to do? He suggested that I get into weight training, and I was like, not for me to look like a man. I don't want no muscle to look like no man. So for 2 years straight, I've just been running, joining marathons and just running my head off.
Just run.
So in 2019, I suggested to him, well, he suggested to me, why don't you buy shareholder in my company? And I was like, why? That means I would have to have responsibility. No. He's like, yeah, I think you could do it because you could motivate people. And I was like, no, that's too much. I'm not the one for the job.
Right.
That Monday we went out, because every Monday we ran 5K Monday. One particular, that Monday, it was going into the new year. It had to be. Anyway, and I saw a vision of us holding hands with a group of people. And I was like, this is going to work, not me. For him, it's going to work. You're going to have a group of people and everybody's going to be holding hands and they're going to enjoy this. And he said, good, I'm glad that you see that. I'm glad that you saw that. So it's a yes to the club. And I was like, no.
You got the wrong idea.
No, right, no. So he said, anyway, try it. Tuesday, I did it for the first time. Only him and his wife showed up. For months, no one came. I did it Tuesday and Thursday. I call it tune and fit. I had a knee and all. I was like, you know what? If I can do it, this just go do it, John. I went into it. No one showed up other than him and his wife. Now this months and months gone by. I would always show up. I would always post. And when I'm done, I go for a run. So everybody know me from running. And they'd be like, she's a crackhead. She always running. You see that?
See?
She's always running. But the reason why I ran is because I had mental issues and I had emotional issues that I didn't know how quite to deal with them. Right. So I did the running, and the running used to help me answer or solve some problems that I had. So I would take that time to talk to God, and he'd be like, no, you're wrong. No, me. It don't make sense. But that was my time to talk with God.
Right.
So getting into the club, I did the thing for a year. Okay, so it started to catch on. We still went out to R.M. Bailey, even though I had the club, because I was not as successful as I wanted to at the club. So I invited people to R.M. Bailey, and it started to bring them after the workout at R.M. Bailey. Then we go to the club. Mm-hmm. And as time progressed, my idea of the club changed. And I was like, hold on now. This catching on. John, what you can do? Do what you always is to make stuff up. Like, that's just me. Okay, you work best under pressure. So he give you this, what you can do? I was like, hey, I don't know how to do this. Who? And a bunch of women. Okay, I got this. I used to go home every night strategizing. Okay, it's only Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. What you gonna do? Okay, I figured that out. As time progressed, I stopped going R.M. Bailey, and I started just the club. So now everybody know me from coming to the club. So I would have this thing, oh, welcome to the club thing. And we were a part of Herbalife, which isn't known in the Bahamas. So we couldn't say club and this and post it on the internet. Well, you know me, I don't like restrictions. Anyone who know me, when you put me in the box, I burst out. So my coach at the time told me, oh, you can do that. I said, hold on. Am I paying you for shares? Mm-hmm. I don't care about Herbalife. Mm-hmm. I care about getting people healthy. Mm-hmm. I could easily get their money, but is that going to help them getting healthier?
Right.
Or it's about a business. I don't care about the business part. Mm-hmm. I care about when I look to my left, my Bahamians are in a way better condition than they were because they now understand that I'm going to choose me first. Mm-hmm. And it just became such a blowout that he disowned the club. Mm-hmm. Thank God. He disowned it and he turned it over to the other coaches. It was three of us. Mm-hmm. It was me, Zamunda, Dee, and I forget what the other lady name. So it was at that point I say, okay, John, this is for you. But then I started to talk to God and I was like, but my job is to help people, not get fit. Mm-hmm. Why am I even here? Okay, this is arena for you to help people. You help them change their mindset and then you work on their body. I fought with that for a very long time because at that point I was thinking about myself and I was like, but I ain't straight though. You know, why would I put other people's needs before me? But he say, but you could help you along the way by helping them. Mm-hmm. I struggled with it for a long time. Even though I'm helping you, I struggle with the fact that I'm helping you and no one's helping me. So mm-hmm. I had to say, okay, you could always do this. Help slow and then you can get straight. Because you could do it. You have the energy, you have the drive. Sue don't have to drive. So you have to devote that time mm-hmm. to Sue. 2 years, that was 2019, 2020, COVID came. When COVID came, we had to shut down. Mm-hmm. And I put all of my persons on Zoom. That most of my clients lost anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds during COVID. Because mm-hmm. I kept them. Every 5 o'clock, we get up. And that was free of charge. I said to myself, if I want them to keep coming back, mm-hmm. I have to keep them in that morning groove. Okay, I don't want here, oh, I ain't used to waking up this kind of time. No. Oh. When 5 o'clock come, you wake up, we on the Zoom, and we doing what we got to do. And we did that religiously until the club was able to open up in late 2020. Then they shut us back down, semi-shut us down. And then 2021, I decided that I would go get my personal training certificate. Mm-hmm. I'll get certified. I said, but first I need to do is go get hands-on. I decided that I was going to hire a trainer mm-hmm. to teach me about the ins and outs, not never knowing that I would have had the club that I have now. Mm-hmm. I was just preparing for future, mm-hmm. thinking, hey, maybe I could train at the gym and go this way and go that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hired trainer, Toronto, shout out TK the brand. Mm-hmm. We clash, and that's where iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. I went to him knowing nothing. Because in my head, I'm going to a learning institution. In order to learn something, I have to put aside what I thought I knew. Mm-hmm. I promise you, it was hell. But I came out victorious. He was, one episode, he said to me, do air squat. And I was like, what the hell is air squat? What is air squats? You're a trainer. You don't know what is the air squat? I don't know your lingo. What is the air squat? John, it's a squat. It's a regular squat. Okay, I paid you to tell me. I don't know these things. So I went with an open mind, John. In order for you to learn, you have to shut off everything you think thought you know.
Right.
I just suck every... I'm talking about... Everything I took in, not knowing that I would have had the place that I had now, because I was just preparing myself futuristically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am intrigued by, you know, from your perspective, Angelo's story, right? Mm-hmm. So when he first showed up, what was your impression of him, his fitness goals? You know, what did you think?
So when I first met Angelo and I invited him to the step, he said, you know, Caro? Mm-mm, Caro's a crackhead. Anyone who associates with him, I'm not going anywhere.
Facts.
I was like, anywho, whatever God do, he done, he'll do. So when he showed up, I was like, look at you. He's like, I ain't come here to do nothing. I come here to look. Find my name. And he just walked, and I said, you know what? Let's see how I can reel this one in, because he need it. When I look at him, trying to kill, he looked like he was swimming. I say, he literally looked like he came up out of a pond. And I was trying to figure in my head, well, how we get this far by doing nothing, Jesus? Like, to me, in my brains, I was like, this is nothing. And then I said to him, maybe you should come out to the gym so you could build some muscle. That ain't for me. Okay. I ain't for you. Okay. All right. So each time he come to the steps, it was a nag. It was a nag. Mm-hmm. When are you coming to the gym? Mm-hmm. You need to build this muscle. The steps is only going to condition you.
Right.
It's not going to help you build the muscle. Mind you, it helped him build the muscle. But you know me, I trying to get him in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that he get a better quality of energy, because that was just, that's water on the bridge right there.
Mm-hmm.
When he came there, my boy couldn't even do a sit-up.
Yep.
And I was like, you can't do a sit-up? Not even touch up. And I said, okay, John, you got to help him. I promise you, I could honestly say I don't think he was intimidated. He had a straight face, so you couldn't even read him to say, oh my God, I feel bad that I can't do this. I'm embarrassed.
Right.
It almost looked like he's intrigued that I'm actually doing this. I'm doing this. And that's like, I don't know what to read from this. Anywho, let's go. And a couple of weeks passed, and I said, maybe you should try the morning. If you get with the morning girls, Sam, they have hype energy. Maybe it'll inspire you to do more. Mm-mm. Morning ain't my thing. I said, listen to this fool. Listen to him. Nice. Morning ain't his thing. I said, all he need to do, the minute you step foot in there, 5 a.m. in the morning, that's when people are at their best.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in there, the energy is so high, you could bottle it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came there, that first morning, he's like, I think I can do more morning. I know you can do more morning. I wasn't asking that. I know you're going to do more money. Then when he come to me, say, I want to do more days. Now that was a shocker. That he actually wanted to do more days. So I was like, okay, let's go. His ability to do certain things, I didn't pity him. I didn't have compassion. What I did, I admired him for showing up and keep showing up and keep showing up. So the hardest thing for you to do is show up for you. See, what hurts me is that you have family members, they will see you in your worst state, and maybe they will give you hint that you're doing bad. Some blatantly will say, my guy, you're really big, you need to lose some weight. We don't have that now in our culture, especially with women. Men are afraid to tell their spouse, friend, you need to do just a little bit more workout. You need to tone down on something, you gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
When that's a taboo topic,
mm-hmm.
and it's scary that your own mate can't tell you, I think you've gained a little weight. And it's not from a physical standpoint of, oh, I want you to stay slim in this.
Right.
No. Right. If we learn to take the physical aspect out of it and say, you know what? I want to be functional, like Angelo say. I want to be functional for my family. I want to be able to run with my kids, play games with my kids, and not be out of breath. So that's a topic what we need, the nation need to target.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about it enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I love you, I ought to know, okay, where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, they come in there and fooling around, and as he used to tell him, but Angelo, you're doing big back activities. You will need to stop. Oh, I can't do that. No, you can do that. For me telling you to do something and you say you can't do without trying, that invokes, I don't know who this come out of me, I hate that word can't. Mm-hmm. When you love you, you'll be amazed at what you do for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you ever see a father fight for his kids or have to get in a point where he had to defend his children, defend his family? You'll be like, I've never seen my husband like that. I don't understand where that came from. He was in, do we call that survival mode? What mode would we call that? If I'm at a point where I can't do for myself, maybe, like I tell women, we grow up with defeated mindsets from kids when they say, you can't do that. You can't do that. So when you come in an environment that you're not in control of, you obviously have, I can't on your mind. So when I rile you, when I get in that rage, I don't speak to your flesh. I speak to the person who keeps saying, I can't, because you've been hearing it so much.
Right.
And you feel like you can't. I have to lie to them. That's big old 50 pounds. Oh my God, I can't lift that. But you only got to lift it one time. That's me. That's less than 100. 50 and 50 is 100. Yeah, but it's only 50 though. Don't worry about that. You could do it. Just try it. Just try it one time. Okay, boom. Take that away. 1 + 1 + 2. Boom. In my head, that's 50. To them, that's less. Because it's small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what they do? They fit. I have to lie to you. Whatever it takes to get you to move and for you to believe in yourself, I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job.
So from your perspective, like I said, in the earlier conversation, Angela is stubborn, right? And stubborn, when weaponized correctly, can be dismissed, right? But, you know, from your perspective, like, what was your role in helping to keep him motivated? Especially, like, as he mentioned, there were times when he felt like, you know, the progress might have slowed down, or, you know, it wasn't quite it wasn't quite what he thought. You know, what did that look like?
You want me to say, I don't know what to tell you, but
abuse.
I can tell you with the clean way.
Abuse.
I just tell him, you don't look that good. So I don't even understand why you feel as if it's okay for you to stop. You don't look that good. Each time you feel like you want to stay in your bed, just remember how you look. And it was always me having to tell you, you look bad. You really look bad. And people ain't telling you the truth.
Yep.
That would always be my, and that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sweet talk you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to sugarcoat, gaslight you to make you fight for yourself. I'm going to tell you some words that is going to invoke some real energy into you for you to start thinking, maybe I don't look that good for true, you know. Okay, I can get up. And each time my clients them say, girl, I going to sleep in, but I think what you said, I ain't look that good. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. And it keeps you humble, keeps you grounded. Much people won't agree to my tactics, but hey, if it works, you know, it works. I have to remind you. And I have to tell him, because I had to break him. I had to literally tear him apart because I saw some things, what was going to happen. So I said, before it happened, let me stop. So I said, hey, you, I'm stopping you from working out with anybody. This is you, me pushing you forward as a man. I don't need you to working out with these girly girls. I need you to push real man weight. So this is where we're going henceforth. You're working by yourself, and any gentleman that comes here, you're going to work with them. I don't want to see you work with them. Let them stay by themselves and do what they have to do. But for you, you have another journey. There's a lot of things that we have to tackle for you personally,
mm-hmm.
in terms of you had a massive weight loss. So that means our goal is to focus on trying to build this muscle.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I know how to do that is push some weights.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, hanging with them, not taking proper form, not getting proper depth, that has triggered me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to move him and let him know I had to separate you.
One of the things that I found, I continue to find intriguing watching Angelo's journey is the community aspect of it, right? Because it's always hashtag Jainerji Nation. From your perspective, you know, what is the importance of community based activities? So things like the 66 steps, the Sunday walks, things like that. Why is that so important in the journey of fitness and better health? And how is that helpful for people who are trying to pursue fitness goals?
The thing is to remember we're not alone. And if we keep on having this mindset, I'm doing this by myself, maybe you are. However, you may be doing it by yourself in your home. However, when you get a part of my nation, you're able to have someone who walks like you, someone who jogs like you, someone who runs like you, someone who lifts weight like you, someone who can't do the things what everybody else could do, but they still showing up. And I've always been that place in my head where I want people to be comfortable and be yourself. And I always just tell people, you have to come naked to me because I have the gift that I could see straight through you. So I don't need you to falsify who you are. Just come as you are and understand that everybody on the same journey, we're trying to better ourselves. You could do it. He could do it. Do you see where he come from? You see where she come from? There's no judging. And if you have a community with no judgment, no, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, they will push you. You come there lifting 5 pounds, they will have you thinking you can lift 50 pounds. It's very important to be in a community who believes in you, who see your potential, and who actually willing to push you. Stop what they're doing and push you to your potential.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your body and mindset? At Jainerji Nation, we believe in you. Our group-based training is tough, but our support is tougher. No shortcuts, no excuses, just hard work and real results. Join a community that pushes you to be better, stronger, and unstoppable. It's time to rise, it's time to grind. Welcome to Jainerji Nation, where your potential becomes reality. Call us at 802-1800 to start your journey today.
Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your health needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 816-4-OPP, that's 816-4677, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus. Are you down with OPP?
Pay your premiums anytime, anywhere, 24/7 with Galena's online payment portal. View payment history, set up recurring payments, download receipts for your life, health, auto, home, and marine policies. Got outstanding balances? Check them online and pay instantly. Guests can even pay for their loved ones' policies. Save time today by registering for fast, easy payments every time you log in. Visit Kalina.com to pay today. Kalina, always here, always open 24/7.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI, top of the hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram movement continues. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete.
Life is full of highs and lows. Your first set of keys to a new home, that frantic moment when you're locked out on a busy day, or the sinking feeling of a car key broken in the ignition. But in every one of those moments, Crown Locksmith Services is here for you. With commitment, dedication, and trust you can count on, we'll get you back on track. Built on turning a passion for helping people into a business you can rely on, Crown Locksmith Services is your trusted partner for life's unpredictable moments. Call Crown Locksmith Services today at 421-7800. where your security is our priority. Crown Locksmith, reliable, trustworthy, here for you.
Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, complete. Valor Security. Our brand is honor. With quality services and professional treatment, we provide security you can trust. Whether it's protecting your home, securing your business, or safeguarding schools and construction sites, we're here day and night to keep you safe. From private event security to personalized escorts and expert consultations, our team is committed to excellence. Choose Valor Security, where honor, professionalism, and peace of mind go hand in hand. Call us today at 359-2005 or 605-7424 for security solutions tailored to your needs. Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
Looking more into, like I said on the first podcast with you guys, one of the things, we're in January, everybody's in that new year, new me space. As a trainer, what would you say to someone who may be brand new, who's trying to start out a fitness journey, as the best way to get started without feeling overwhelmed?
For me personally, I would definitely say join a gym where they have classes, mm-hmm. where you could actually participate in the classes so you could get out of your shy stage. Mm-hmm. If you do that, it'll be kind of easier for you, mm-hmm. in terms of sticking with it, because you're going to find something that excites you, and you have persons who look like you, again, mm-hmm. look like you, moves like you, doing what you're doing and enjoying it. So if you go where someone looks like you, act like you, walk like you, having fun doing it, I would just do that. Like I would always tell my people, if you go someplace and you feel as if, hey, this is not for me, don't be bound. That's your cash. That's your money. Don't be bound. But however, don't be stuck in this one place where I'm going to do the treadmill. Friend, you go walk. Don't spend your money on the gym to go use the treadmill. Get involved. Lift up a weight. Go online. Get something that would help you educate yourself about different muscle groups. Don't go into it thinking, hey, I just want to lose 3 pounds. You understand? Go with the knowledge of how I'm going to lose 3 whole pounds.
Right.
You want to go in there knowing, hey, if you know every year you're going to say the same thing, how about educating yourself about what you want to do? Mm-hmm. I think we use the internet for the wrong things most of the times. So if I'm going to go to a gym, I'm going to find out what type of machines they have. Okay, I'm going to go around, browse around, and figure it out. Okay, boom. They have trainers now. If you can't afford a trainer, this is where the class system come in. The good thing about my program comes with a trainer. I'm not the commercial gym. I have a training studio, mm-hmm. so I cater to personalized training. Mm-hmm. I also do the group training, mm-hmm. so they would have routines for months, and then each month, as the month turn, the routines them change. Mm-hmm. So it's all about growth. And if you feel like you're not growing in an environment, you have by all means move. Mm-hmm.
How do you help people set like realistic goals? Because I imagine, Jello coming into the space might be different from me or, one of the ladies that you deal with. So how do you help clients set realistic and achievable goals that help to keep them motivated?
Well, one, set an achievable goal. Everybody want a flat stomach, mm-hmm. let's be honest. Okay, so flat stomach require real discipline. And if you're just coming into it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to flop, especially when you're talking about real discipline, eating healthy, I'm talking about real greens, no sugar, no type of no processed sugar. Just learning how to eat periodically, portion size. You have to be real disciplined for somebody's goals that they're trying to achieve. So what I tell people, let's try to dismantle that whole thing about a flat tummy, okay? Women can't get bulky unless they're on roids. Boom. You need some type of steroids to get bulky. So let's consider body recomposition and let's talk about building some muscle. When we build some muscle, we get a nice little physique, because I specialize in physique. So we build muscle and then eventually you'll see your goal come 360. But you have to have patience. You don't have patience with the process, because building muscle with women is harder than it is for men. Men on the journey is just quite easy, but for us, it's kind of hard. But again, I always tell people, let's talk about body recomposition. I don't want to talk about losing weight and no body fat. Let's try to, one, be disciplined, consistent, determined. We're building muscle, we're not losing fat. So when I say muscle, they already know. Squash all that talk about losing body weight. You want to lose 30 pounds. Girl, 30 pounds, where? No. What we can do, we can build some muscle. And guess what? The 150, what you're trying to get to, when we reach there with the muscle, and look how nice you can be shaped. Nice little shape, curved physique, everything. But we have to, I always dismantle that talk about a flat tummy. And 300 pounds, they're trying to lose in 3 months. Because if I had that, I didn't know how to do that, I would do it long time. So we need to, I dismantle that belief about dropping 30 pounds in 3 weeks and just focus on body recomposition. We forget about muscles. I mean, we have them, so why not use them? But you know, women idea of muscle is manly, right? So trying to do that is tricky. So I just tell them, take the sugar and take the rum out your diet. You take rum, sugar out your diet, watch how your body's going to come down, and then you start seeing your muscles popping up.
You know, you've talked about this both in the first conversation with Angelo and a little bit in this conversation. And it's about that concept of maintaining discipline as people go through a health journey, and the connection between a person's mindset and the ability to maintain discipline. So for you, how do you help to guide, you know, clients to develop a strong mental approach to fitness? Because from hearing you talk about it, it seems like it's as much, if not even more so, about the mentality and the mindset than it is even about the physical capability.
For me, I normally have the one-on-one talk. When you see me whispering in your ears, that's me telling you about the reason you're doing it. And if you ain't doing it for you, who are you actually doing it for? Don't you think you work more than an excuse? Because let's be honest, women are natural givers. They're natural, they can nurture you, they pump energy into you more than they do themselves. Now, I speak about women because I have 80% women clients. So when I say to them, when I go to them, when I see them struggling mentally, I whisper to them, do it for you. Don't do it for no one else. You wake up in the morning and you got to remember you. You got to remember the reason why you're fighting. And if you ain't worth the fight, then go home. You have to have that mindset of me first. And that's all I drill in my clients. You first. You first. You first. And that's the bigger motivation than anybody could have. If you're not inspired by you, who are you actually inspired by? Let's be honest. And if you're not fighting for you, who are you fighting for? You know how I got my husband to lose 65 pounds in 1 year? I tell him, don't do it for me, you know. What about your children? You're going to leave me with your children? Ooh. He quickly got on that subject. He's like, no child, I can't leave my children with you. This man, he listened to me. He run the highways and the byways. He was eating so clean. He's like, I cannot leave my kids with you. He got his thing together.
That is so funny.
I'm saying, if you don't do, if you cannot think about you, you got to find something that makes your heart beat a little faster. Yeah. The reason why you would want to do it, and the reason why you want to wake up in the morning. I don't wake up in the morning with the mindset, ooh, I'm going to work out today. I wake up and I get to work out today. I have underlying issues just like everyone else. I have high blood pressure. And we spoke about the things that we trigger off during certain period of our lives to then now it turns out to be generational curse based on certain trauma, certain things that we're going through. And for the likes of me, every time I have my babies, that pressure come. I couldn't shake it after the last child. And from 2015, I've had pressure that I have back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I stopped with the meds and I just worked out, run. The running kept it so low. The minute I started lifting weights and more of a steady, instead of the up and down and running, it started to now creep up. And I was like, okay, I have to add the running back to the weightlifting, and it kept me balanced. I said, okay, since I have clients that are willing to run, let's go. So all of my problems were solved through them.
Like you said, you said that in the beginning that, you know, as you helped them, you would find help yourself.
Exactly.
So it is interesting to see that kind of come full circle, dating back to when you were kind of starting out. You know, you don't sound like someone who is going to have some hack or anything like that. But in the space of, you know, building proper habits, building a strategy for that is workable and feasible, you know, what are some small daily habits or changes that people can make that would make a big difference in building a fitness routine? Because routine seems to be a strong part of your approach to this.
Yeah. So for me, personally, I always would tell persons, we have 7 days out of the week. When you think of consistency or consistent, don't look at me and say consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Look and see what works for you. So 1, 2, 3, space them out. You say 3 days. Okay, find the 3 days that works for you. Okay, so we're going to start a program where you come 1, 2, 3 days out of the week, and we don't break that.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't come Monday, come Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have to live up. Because
so 3 days.
Exactly. So I hold you to that.
Mm-hmm.
One. The thing is with water, water is very tricky because I have a challenge with it. I get bored. But I don't want nothing in my water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the funniest thing. I don't want to put nothing in my water, but I don't want to drink it. I found a hack. You put a straw in the bottle, you can drink a whole gallon. That's a different topic. But anyway, for routine, I tell people, for me, what works for me. I wake up in the morning, I would do my push-up. Each personal training client that I have, each time you come there, you have to do push-up and squats. It has nothing to do with your routine. But you know what it does? It develops discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It develops consistency. You're getting stronger with your push-ups because you come from on your knees, incline, to doing a full-body push-up.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you to see how strong you're getting, and it also helps you to see the discipline that you have. From you have to ask me, you haven't arrived as yet. But when you walk in there and the first thing you do is your push-up and your squat, I say, aha, now they arrive. Now we can really do some work. I know I done get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
From each time you come here, you do your push-up and your squat without hesitation. I know you have arrived. And that's what I do with my clients. I give them things that don't make no sense to the routine just to see how disciplined they're going to be. And it works. It works.
Yeah, because that means that you're at a point now where you know what it is,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that's interesting because I think what it allows people to do is just take ownership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that no matter what it is, it's on the schedule that day. If that's what you're doing and your mind is at, then you've already kind of started to fight and win the battle towards just being disciplined. It's a very, very interesting approach. I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your body and mindset? At Janergy Nation, we believe in you. Our group-based training is tough, but our support is tougher. No shortcuts, no excuses, just hard work and real results. Join a community that pushes you to be better, stronger, and unstoppable. It's time to rise, it's time to grind. Welcome to Janergy Nation, where your potential becomes reality. Call us at 802-1800 to start your journey today.
Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oaktree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your health needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 816-4-OPP, that's 816-4677, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oaktree Primary Plus. Are you down with OPP?
Pay your premiums anytime, anywhere, 24/7 with Galena's online payment portal. View payment history, set up recurring payments, download receipts for your life, health, auto, home, and marine policies. Got outstanding balances? Check them online and pay instantly. Guests can even pay for their loved ones' policies. Save time today by registering for fast, easy payments every time you log in. Visit Kalina.com to pay today. Kalina, always here, always open 24/7.
Ladies, at Oaktree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI, top of the hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram movement continues. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oaktree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Life is full of highs and lows. Your first set of keys to a new home, that frantic moment when you're locked out on a busy day, or the sinking feeling of a car key broken in the ignition. But in every one of those moments, Crown Locksmith Services is here for you. With commitment, dedication, and trust you can count on, we'll get you back on track. Built on turning a passion for helping people into a business you can rely on, Crown Locksmith Services is your trusted partner for life's unpredictable moments. Call Crown Locksmith Services today at 421-7800, where your security is our priority. Crown Locksmith, reliable, trustworthy, here for you.
Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oaktree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oaktree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oaktree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oaktree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oaktree Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, complete. Valor Security. Our brand is honor. With quality services and professional treatment, we provide security you can trust. Whether it's protecting your home, securing your business, or safeguarding schools and construction sites, we're here day and night to keep you safe. From private event security to personalized escorts and expert consultations, our team is committed to excellence. Choose Vala Security, where honor, professionalism, and peace of mind go hand in hand. Call us today at 359-2005 or 605-7424 for security solutions tailored to your needs. Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation. I again, also don't know, based on conversations with Angelo and then watching Kion interactions. But, you know, how important is it to make workouts enjoyable? And what are some ways to keep things fresh? Because I think sometimes people look at it as like, well, I don't want to just do, you know, running every day, or I don't want to just do, okay, we do arms on Monday and legs on Tuesday. What is, you know, how important is it to have variety?
Well, every day we have a variety, right? Now, what keeps us going really is the camaraderie and the music. And when we don't have music or that, we just go in that little corner, very seldom, right? Mm-hmm. But I preach to them, what we're doing has nothing to do with you liking it. I mean, like, I don't care if you don't like what you're doing. Just know that it's important to where we're trying to go. I don't like vegetables. I eat vegetables because I need vegetables. I'm doing jumping jacks with y'all. Because I need to do jumping jacks. I could do 200 jumping jacks without stopping. That's not for me. I'm trying to build y'all endurance up because most of the things that y'all can't do, I can do. So I would want to make sure that everyone around me winning the same way I'm winning. There's no way that I have grown adults and they can't. You've been around me for more than a year and you can at least do half of what I do. That's wild. When I win, you win too. And each journey I go on, I make sure that they go on too. No sugar, they gotta go on. And it teaches you discipline. I did it when I lost my first weight, when I did my first weight loss challenge. No sugar, no alcohol. I did that for a whole year. I know I have discipline, but I wanna make sure that the people around me understand the importance of discipline. If you really want it, you can do it. So we don't really, when it comes to variety of how to make it enjoyable, sometimes we come in there with headphones on. Mm-hmm. I on your run today. And I come and I do my work. And that's how to speak. Mm-hmm. At this point, like I tell them, I don't care if you all don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Understand, we have one common goal. And you come here because your goal is not, or your goal is incomplete. So let's do what we gotta do. Because I really want to hear y'all. That's it. See, I just have to rough them up. Mm-hmm. I've roughed them up. And at this point, because it's such a homely sport, and they already figured me out, she's just all about no bite to work her. She just want to hear herself. I think that's what they be saying to themselves. But however, my job was to make their the living space, because that's what it is, a living space. Mm-hmm. Make it so that you don't even want to go home. Even though you're being tortured, you don't want to go home. And I have that from my small place, Clarge Road, to the one out in Madera. It's always been, this is home. Even though I'm being tortured, why don't I want to go? Why don't I want to leave? And that's what I get. So even though you hear the rowing and the cussing, it's because I'm trying to push you past your comfort zone. You understand?
Yeah.
I think that humans are limitless.
Fair enough. Just a couple more questions as we wrap up. If you could sum up your philosophy on fitness and health in one sentence, what would it be?
If not me, then who? That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put me first.
Mm-hmm.
The closer you get with me, the closer you get with God, the closer you understand life. I promise you.
All right. Circling back to Angelo's story, you know, being on the other side of the journey, how would you say that his journey has inspired you? And what message do you hope that people hearing him tell his story will send to others?
The self-driven was remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It was remarkable, and I was like, John, that's the energy you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just for me, that's the energy you want for everybody that you come in contact with. Just to be self-motivated, like, why not? That is the I think that's the pinnacle of everything. Do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it for you, you're going to have a grand outcome.
in the back of my mind, I look at Jello and I look at, you know, is the stuff he posts on WhatsApp. I'm like, there's a personal trainer just growing inside him.
Exactly.
And I think especially just from his own personal story.
Correct.
It's funny because my wife and I talk about this and she was like, Jello's going to have to like become a personal trainer. Like with this story, with his drive, with his determination. So clearly you have the same impression.
Yeah.
So right now I'm on vacation. Uh-huh. So I said to him, Angelo, it's me. Deal with them because I can't take them right now. You deal with them. Angelo, see, he have the patience. And this is why I wanted to move him forward. Mm-hmm. I need to move him forward so he would understand when he see it. He do have compassion. He do have pity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't got it, but he got it. So you got to have someone in the camp with pity and all that good. Someone with humanity. So he's that person, and I believe that God sent him mm-hmm. in time to relieve me of all the stress. So I tell him, go to Lolo. Let Lolo sort you out. I don't know. Ask Angelo. He's my right-hand man. Between him and Nika, they my right hand. When I go left, they right there. And I could depend on them. And this is why when it comes to form and technique, I'm very, very, listen to me. It irks me.
Yeah.
When I see people doing foolishness, like literally. When you see me look at you and shake my head, it's about to go down. Like, did I teach you that? But Angelo's doing a very good job at form and technique. That when my personal training clients come in, do this. No, fix this. Yeah. Listen to Angelo. I can't over here because you're all trying to stress me out. So Angelo really, really have the potential to be a personal trainer. Because a lot of people feel as if because I went through it, I understand it. But I tell people I've never even had any plans of being a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. That was never on the back of my mind.
Right.
So I know it was a plan from God. Whatever he's doing it well. Mm-hmm. So when I see people coming up, I don't have a problem bringing them behind. Mm-hmm. Because at one point, you're going to have to let go. Because you're going to have to go into a new dimension. Mm-hmm. So that means you're going to have someone right there next to you who understand your energy and who know how to motivate people. And that's what he could do.
Yeah.
He can motivate them because when I tell them what foolishness, he's like, yo, stop it, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. So I get someone who could say, stop that.
Right.
Let's do better.
Right. He's had the experience and he's had the results.
And he know when they doing foolishness, he can automatically tell him because the energy changed and he'll be like, stop that. Let's go. And he could encourage them. He knows how to, he see it. When he see it, he could acknowledge it and he could put a full stop to it. He got potentials.
Any final words for our listeners? Again, this is the time of year when people are, you know, trying to get started. So any last words of advice, encouragement for people who may be saying, well, okay, you know, this is my year to start this journey?
I think for me, I just would want persons to understand that the same energy that you put in someone else, you should put into yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, understand that fitness is a must. It's not I don't have to. Fitness is a must. But at the same time, fitness take you on another journey because it get to show you how strong you are, how dedicated you are to yourself, and it teach you a lot of things, how to control a lot of things about yourself. So I think fitness, getting into fitness, just get ready to get to know a brand new you.
Mm-hmm.
And put you first. And every time you lay down, you say, Lord, I thank you. I get to work out. You don't have to do it. You get to do it. And if you wake up with that mindset every day, it'll inspire you to say, well, you know what? Today, it's time for me to work out today. Tomorrow, I'll rest. Set up a program for yourself where you say, today I work out. And let's be realistic. No one is going to put a plan together and say, I'm going to work out today. But I encourage everyone to choose them first. So even if you don't go to the gym, find something healthy to eat. Find something to watch on TV where inspire you to do sit-up, jumping jacks, squats, something. If even if you start home, then you can want more. Because I had clients that started that way. So choose you first. Just choose you first, and the rest will follow. I promise you. The love you share with other people, I promise you, if you give it to yourself, you'll understand the importance of fitness.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How do we get in contact with you to find out more about joining the General Nation?
802-1800. I don't do the social media other than TikTok. I like to be foolish on TikTok because I want my clients to get to know me on a different level. Mm-hmm. I want you to know me from when I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm angry, when I'm happy, when I'm working out. Mm-hmm. I do that. So I had a business page and I stopped that. I went and I made a personal space so you could get to know me as an individual. Mm-hmm. So when you get to know me as an individual, you'll understand the reason why I have the passion. The passion isn't about exercise. The passion is about staying alive and having a good quality of life.
Yeah.
There was a time that I wanted to commit suicide. However, God said, not today, not on my watch. You help them, I help you. So again, I back to the tit for tat. You help them, I help you. So this would, exactly, this what keeps me going. Because he say, you help them, I help you. And I done it. So I know he got plenty of work.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for this episode. This is an amazing conversation. And you know, I think your approach is different. It's refreshing. I think some people are going to be challenged by it. But at the same time, you know, I think their fitness and taking care of your health comes in a lot of different forms. And I think there is definitely a segment of people who are going to hear this and be inspired and interested in, you know, taking their fitness journey seriously. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. All right. So for our listeners, as always, we invite you to like, comment, subscribe, and share. And we will see you back here next week on Vital Voices.
We are excited at Vital Voices to announce that as we all embrace New Year, New Me, we have partnered with Janergy Nation for a special giveaway of 1 month of free gym membership. To enter, like or follow Vital Voices Podcast on Facebook. Everyone who likes or follows our page will be automatically entered into the raffle to win. Our winner will be announced on Monday, January 20th, 2025. So be sure to like and follow us on Facebook for your chance to win.